We are back with the review after Liverpool 3, Bournemouth 1, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through Liverpool's first win of the season. And Neil, we'll look at a sort of rounded approach, start and first goal. Klopp was led us to believe that we were getting a team that was set up for Chelsea last week, but it goes the same again. I think there might be a question there around that and what his thoughts were. But I think it goes without saying, it's hard to judge the approach given the first 5 minutes Bournemouth start, the disallowed goal, then the first goal. And I think I've been a bit, you know, I've been a bit intrigued by that over the last couple of days, the idea of whether this is Liverpool a bit sloppy in analysis pre-game maybe, which I don't think it is, but it's something to come from the fact that we've done this again, we've sort of gone down this road again. And just the general start and what we thought we were getting compared to what we got. So there's two ball recoveries in our half from Bournemouth in the first 10 minutes. And I was interested that Areola said post-match that Klopp thought, or Klopp knew we were going to go high and press them in the build-up. And I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Do you think it was the case that Liverpool were expecting more balls, maybe less pressure in the first phase to play out, or they were happy taking the risks they took and they got burnt a little bit?
I think they were happy taking the risks that they took and they got burnt a little bit. I think first and foremost, your point on he's picked the same team back to back. I think there's a little bit of him feeling a teeny bit stuck/obliged. I think that Jones certainly started this one if he's fully fit. I think he may well have started Chelsea if he was a little bit closer to fitness. I think that where he ended up with a selection headache arguably was Szoboszlai versus Elliott. But then the truth of it is he goes with Szoboszlai in this one as well, and he's great. And also he's really good against Chelsea and he ran all day for him. I don't think he had, obviously, then Jones to call on versus Gakpo. And I don't think he's doing anything else in there as it stands. I think he might have. I think if Endo had another day, I think there's a chance he might have started and he'd use McAllister higher.
Yeah.
But he didn't have another day. So he went with where he was, where he ended up. And I don't think he was going to do a change of shape, because I think the key decision for me on the commitment to the shape, the approach and all that sort of stuff. Well, first and foremost, they don't, you know, they flit in and out of it all the way through the game in a really quite responsible way. But the key thing was they picked it against Chelsea, because I remain absolutely convinced that this is their way home for the sides who will sit certainly below Villa in the league table. So Villa and down, or maybe even not Villa, but we'll see when Villa come to Anfield. But Villa and down, I think home and away, they're going to play like this.